The Prayer Warrior by Christopher Asaf. For her regiment, a reconnaissance regiment, she trains hard daily, aiming to stay in tip-top shape, always preparing to fight the enemy in whatever form, wherever and whenever they might manifest. For her training sessions, she bares her feet, dons a white t-shirt and dark shorts, and bears a quarterstaff. For her native homeland, a certain group of islands located somewhere on the Western Pacific Ocean, she wears a pin on the upper part of her white t-shirt, showcasing her heritage. For her fellow human beings, she fights, and fights bravely, protecting us all from supernatural evil. For her Lord and Master, her one true Master, the one who created heaven, earth, and all life within, she bends the knee, bows her head, and closes her eyes, uttering silent prayers. For the green pair of spectral rings hovering just above her head, she pays no heed. Yet one must question as to the nature of those rings. Are they the eyes of a friend sent by her deity to both guide and protect her and her friends? Or are they the eyes of a foe, a spiritual, otherworldly foe, the likes of which she is sworn to fight? If it be the latter, then for them, she gives them nothing except lightning-quick jabs and strikes with her quarterstaff, all done with finesse, defending us all from supernatural evil. Behold this portrait. See it capture all the piety, all the determination, and all the toughness of a small, young, spiritual warrior who wars not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places.